Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome to the NXT 2.0 preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Hamlet and Michael Sidgwick. Look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT 2.0. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review NXT 2.0, but also Raw, SmackDown, AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, though, joined by Hamlet and Sidgwick, look ahead to NXT 2.0 tonight and all the fallout, Michael Hamlet, from Halloween Havoc last week.
Yeah, doesn't feel like there's a lot, which is probably why you've already used the word fallout. Halloween Havoc wasn't a terrible show.
No.
But, you know, not to blow smoke at my own ass, it was exactly the show I predicted. They can't do Halloween Havoc because every week's Halloween in NXT 2.0. It didn't feel overly special. It didn't feel silly. It didn't feel like a break from the norm like last year's Halloween Havoc did. And that was the difference. What it did do, except in the main event, was achieve what Vince and Bruce and Kev and Johnny have been looking to do for the last sort of 7 or 8 weeks, which is properly, conclusively reset everything. If you want to be Kyle fucking Riley from Old NXT, you're going to be Von Wagner's best mate in the hills. And if you want to be one of the wrestlers that Triple H love, you're going to be losing your title. With one exception, obviously, in the main event. Last week was certainly one of the turning points that I think we anticipated. The big conclusive shift from anything that was left standing from the old NXT into this new version of it.
Yeah, some real changes going down on Halloween. Now, we haven't really had a chance to chat about it with you, Sidge. Obviously, you've been working.
Didn't come up. On your seen each other all week. It's not like you weren't in the office. It was like, I haven't had a chat talking about it because we didn't want to until there was a microphone recording it.
You have been busy finishing off your book all about AEW, which you can order as part of a Sidgwick bundle with your book all about NXT as well.
I got a big load coming in and a big cartel. Dad, what culture?
If you want to take a couple off the tap, you can order them at whatculture.bigcartel.com. But it was a good night for Toxic Attraction, who now hold all the belts.
They're the most dominant force in NXT.
Actually,
the women's tag champs and the NXT women's champion as well.
I didn't see much of the show. I had different duties, so I couldn't. I can't drop on it. I did see the odd. I watched Bron Breakker versus Ciampa. It was all right. You could tell that it was way too early to make the switch there. My only recollection, I skipped through it a little bit as well, and I saw they're doing some rubbish like CGI zombie stuff with Carmelo Hayes and Gargano. I would love absolute bollocks.
And a kid, weirdly.
Oh, yeah, they thought a kid was Johnny Gargano.
A child. Like they did a Vincent Bruce joke.
Vincent Bruce rape.
It's Johnny. It's like 3.5-foot child.
That's
Johnny wrestling.
That sounds awesome. Oh, man. Only,
also, do you remember that match that they had the previous week on NXT that you did watch where LA Knight became the host of Halloween Havoc? Didn't host for half of it. Just wasn't there, was he?
Bit and switch. We had the third gimmick in 3 weeks.
Yes.
Is that right? He added vampire junkie boxer. That was all of his gimmicks now.
Thrill seeker. Less junkie.
Sorry, yeah.
Not adrenaline yet. Junkie.
Yeah. Give it time.
Right. So I've skipped through it, watched the main event. My only lasting memory of the experience of skipping through NXT Halloween Havoc 2021 was tied to in my cul-de-sac, it's an estate, but cul-de-sac sounds better. There's like, people are getting very American in Britain about Halloween. Have you noticed this? Have you heard about this?
Got any Halloween candy?
Have you seen this? You heard about this? Increasingly.
It's not fucking turnips anymore, is it?
Yeah. A turnip in an outfit.
Yeah. Like turnip in a bin bag. That was the Halloween of my youth.
You got like a bin bag for your kits.
I was convinced pumpkins weren't necessarily real. Like, you just didn't get them. They were on American television, but like, there's not like a box load of the Asda's front like there is now.
But that used to be the British Halloween, a very British Halloween experience, and now it's getting, I think maybe it started with lockdown last year, like anything to get away from the Magnolia walls that are closing in every day, brother.
Looks a bit more like Halloween off the telly now,
though. Yeah, a little bit more like Halloween off the telly. So with that in mind, I have a cul-de-sac. There's like a big skeleton spider in one of the houses near my aunt. Well, there's a bit of a web in the window. Mm-hmm. But like down the street, there's like a big giant skeleton spider, and the kids love it. Like, it's like, what you see on the first time. And they put those either side of the NXT logo, and that was your lot.
Aye, there wasn't much there was not much set dressing.
I was like, if it looks like my street, then you haven't really done that good a job.
Do you guys have one of those houses? Like, I hate if this is going to like really offend a listener, but there's always like one house where there's like an older couple or something, and they just put the decorations up, and the kids trick or treat, and they give them loads of sweets, and it's like, we've got nothing else in our life. Like, 364 days for this, because you open the gate and it goes, welcome to the spook house.
One of them had UV lights down.
Some guy had, dry ice.
Did he?
I mean, if I could have any excuse to do dry ice outside my house. As an old school wrestling fan, I'd absolutely take it.
Maybe that's what's happening. You're just doing various entrances when people went to play. There's nothing to do with Halloween. Doing Batista.
Oh, also, did you hear how Raquel Gonzalez lost her title?
Get a bloody car. I can't do the accent.
To court a bloody car in a bloody shovel. Them bloody New Zealanders.
Yeah, she twatted her with a spade.
I fantasy booked a buried alive match on Spin the Wheel, Make the Deal, because she wouldn't have had to get pinned and she would hit her with a shovel because it was her all along, because he's that pink haired Drew with a New Zealand accent. Who could it be?
Who could it be?
I can't do them. The only thing I can truly say in New Zealand is Brit, because of Flight of the Conchords.
Brit.
Brit the Hitman.
The only accent I've been able to do, and it's incredible, is Will Ospreay. One of these days. You know what? When he turns up in AEW,
okay,
I will drop. Andy Murray couldn't believe how great it was.
It's spot on. I remember you doing
it. It's also a very good Zelina Vega.
I saw him. He has your eyes, bum. I was just glad. God. I was just glad that she was the one asked to take it, because it could have went very bad for her. But like, just the irony of all ironies in it.
That was a bad match. A bad match.
What do you think's next for all the new champions?
Next fallout.
I've
got a bloody card. Not even my card.
I seen like, why have MSK lost the titles? Is my main question. I suppose.
Imperium.
I know, man. Like that wasn't terrible. And the week before, it's our fault. We know they listen. We were praising Imperium. Remember that? Like the nice thing to say about Imperium for a change. And then they picked the least NXT 2.0 tag team to hold the belts. Maybe Izzy's parents have got stroke and there's validity to that weird conspiracy theory doing the rounds. I don't know. It's a carefully selected crowd, I believe, in the 2.0 dome. I don't think
it's... Take off and give them to the grizzled young veterans. Oh, I might need to get off this one now.
You're starting to look a bit like Bart Simpson.
We could take the shoes off if you hate Gibson and then someone takes it off, but it's got a foot in it because they're a zombie.
That's good Halloween havoc fucking.
Just furious. But anyway.
Furious.
Raquel Gonzalez going up to the main roster then. She's gone completely off the rails.
Yes, she has to. This is the odd new problem that they've got with NXT 2.0 is that they don't even really like the characters they like. So when you get beat like that, it used to be that you would want to see them go up to the main roster, and then NXT became its own thing, and it was like, well, we kind of need you to stick around where people are going to get really, really bored of you. Now, it's neither of them. Like, this is Vince's show too, and he has acknowledged that he doesn't want Raquel Gonzalez, so what's she going to do? Go to Raw SmackDown so he cannot want her there as well. It's a strange new wrinkle to this NXT to the main roster thing. I think she'd be all right as well. I think there's far worse candidates off this existing NXT roster for Raw SmackDown. And bless her, man. Like, they made her wear, like, ride a motorbike.
She rode a motorbike. Week.
I did see
and
that.
She wore, like, neon green. And I just, yeah. And it was just like, oh, you're getting into the spirit of this, aren't you? I wish you didn't have to. But we are where we are. There's going to be a payoff with, they're going to do loser leagues with Dakota Guy, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Possibly for, you see a takeover might be getting announced. You seen that? You heard about that? Mm-hmm. Like, a takeover getting announced.
5th of December, I think it was.
It's something big, isn't it? Like, people did once care about these two characters. There's one more match left in it. Maybe it'll be better than the title match because that underwhelmed.
Do you think they're going to just do a repeat of one of the two teams who fought in that triple threat, Stairway to Hell ladder match, re-challenging Toxic Attraction going forward?
Yes, because the first thing Toxic Attraction did was lose a tag title match.
Oh, yeah.
And then they got their way back to the with no trouble whatsoever.
Oh, so they can have the Io Shirai Zoe Stark split, I suppose, following the rematch, the unsuccessful.
Well, it's longer waited, isn't it? So it's
how can you split apart from nothing?
Yeah. Io Shirai's like, thank God I don't need to hang out with you anymore.
Do you have a grudge match? I had a grudge all along. So what's the point?
Yeah, I hope.
Like, seriously, what could possibly... Like, a tag team, you are together, right? And they've got a tight bond. And almost family. You know, they're riding the roads together. You're around down in Memphis with potatoes. That would piss you off if your mate turned on you and you think, I've got a grudge against that person. Let's have a fight. Mm. Right? You sure? I was like, good.
Yeah,
thank God we got rid of the one thing that bonds us together.
It's like Shayna and Nia would walk down the ring and just like angry, like rolling their eyes. Bloody hell, this again. You lost the belts 3 months ago.
So I suppose maybe it's Indy Hartwell and Persia Perotta going after them. Or Caden Carter and Casey Ganzara. I don't know what
they're Christ, I forgot about them. Probably the former. Like, Indy Hartwell's pretty good. However, what she shouldn't have to be right now... Because
and she's only killed Io Shirai, not, you know.
Yeah. Candice LeRae, obviously, taking maternity leave, pregnant currently and about to take maternity leave. Indy Hartwell has been asked all of a sudden to be the veteran with Persia Perotta. She's this experienced hand in the women's division. She's the experienced member of the tag team, very much the Io Shirai to Persia Perotta, Zoe Stark. She was Persia Perotta 2 weeks ago, or whatever it was, you know, like, as long as they were doing the her and Dexter thing, she was Johnny's daughter, and she was this, you know, this prospect, and they've asked her to be this veteran out of nowhere, and it just doesn't feel, like, ultimately it's going to lead to more things like what we saw last week with the Io Shirai thing, because as good as Indy Hartwell is, the positions that they're being asked to fill, they're not necessary. It's not even that they're not ready for it, it's just they shouldn't have to be in them in the first place. You risk exposing these characters who are nowhere near ready for the roles they're in. Like, I'm really genuinely not advocating for let the wrestlers wrestle. And I know it sounds like that sometimes when we just cover this cartoon of a show. But she shouldn't be in positions where people are potentially going to get hurt.
Mm.
Just highlight the positives. Mask the negatives and hide the positives.
In terms of Ciampa and Breaker then, is it a case of Breaker taking a step back perhaps and reassessing and getting a few more wins under his belt, and maybe Ciampa facing someone else at a takeover if that's where we're heading next?
I guess, yes. Position an interim challenger for Ciampa. Joe Gacy.
It is Joe Gacy again. It's got to be, isn't it? Because
with hard land.
He fell just short the last time, didn't he? So
I would put friggin' Bron Breakker in the ring with Pete Dunne, all the good ones.
Mm.
And then just make him better.
Wins the Cruiserweight title.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, Scott Steiner.
Roddy... All the good ones that are left, have Breakker mow through them. In the meantime, it's basically his curriculum and his push at the same time.
And who for Mandy Rose then? If she's moving on from Raquel Gonzalez, who's going to be busy, like you said there with Dakota Kai.
I love Ember for the spot, don't they?
They do. Well, yeah. And it's, unfortunately, it's not, you could pitch a hot program if they could book. Because you would find a challenger that is going to genuinely make you believe that the new champion might lose the belt at the first attempt. But that's just not WWE's way. And it hasn't been for a long time. Ember Moon is somebody that's likely to have a good to great match with Mandy Rose. Toxic, I know they've won the belts, but they're not a credible. They're not a credible act.
The most dominant force in NXT.
they need... great matches more than they need the wins that they're being given to.
They need great promos, Jesus Christ.
Well, they need less promos, don't they? Because that exposes them as well. Ember Moon is as good a shot as anybody's. Mandy Rose having a really strong... I like Mandy Rose as well. Like, I think, don't get me wrong, I don't kind of lump her in with some of these people that are pushed on television far too soon. She's feels like she has genuinely come back from the main roster to help out in developmental. And she's maybe in that middle. She's probably somewhere between. She just feels like a star in there, and she feels a cut above. But it wouldn't hurt her beating Ember Moon.
And Briggs and Jensen for Imperium next.
Jesus Christ almighty.
Who cares?
Briggs and Jensen versus Imperium. Is there a match less appealing on mainstream wrestling television than that?
I'd rather shit in my hands and clap. I mean, it's so dull.
Which
that.
You could do at a New Japan show. You couldn't cheer, but you could do that.
Well, we could, I suppose, transitioning over to tonight's show, we could establish a new tag team, I suppose. There's a couple of tag team matches going on tonight. Gargano and Loomis versus Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams off the back of the spookiness of last week. They could be, I suppose, established as tag team challengers.
I guess.
I think they could drag a great match.
Who, Gargano and Loomis?
Yeah.
But doesn't this exist for Gargano to have one last shot at the North American title before he signs for AEW, hopefully?
Oh, quite possibly.
Like, that would be... The singles match feels like the lot, like, because all this happened, Gargano's official face turn after endorsing Dexter Lumis came as a result of him saying, me and that belt.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, defining each other and all that sort of thing. So, Gargano and Lumis is genuinely quite an entertaining one. They're a perfect opposite to Imperium being bland, but it's probably going to be Gargano going for the North American again, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I was just thinking between that and the other tag match, which has got a... definite tag team challenges in it. It's got to be something like that.
Maybe Bron Breakker finds a partner. Maybe that's what's next for Bron Breakker. He's fallen just short of the top singles title. But
Scott Steiner got a kid. That'd be awesome.
Oh, my God.
And he doesn't, but it'll be awesome.
Yeah, like two Steiner nephews, yeah.
Hang on.
Let's find out. But, yeah, Bron Breakker gets a partner. And well, Imperium get wrecked, and then it leads you to Bron Breakker versus Walter.
Not to jump all over the place, but I feel like Von Wagner and Kyle O'Reilly could definitely be tag team contenders.
Well, they've got history.
They've got outbooked for this show.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
All right.
Von Wagner and Kyle O'Reilly, at least the one thing we don't need to ask is, can they coexist? Because they would go back years.
Yes.
So when Bobby Fish got injured, was it not Kyle O'Reilly and Von Wagner that had those matches in the newspaper? Am I right? Is that? I'm not misremembering. I'm sure Von Wagner would tell us otherwise if it wasn't Von Wagner.
Red Wagner.
Little Red Wagon. Aye. So,
you know, I'm on Scott Steiner's Wikipedia page.
Right.
To...
Is he still running Shoney's?
Well, I'm not there yet.
Okay.
But just to interrupt you, Scott Steiner, for all his, you know, talk, very horny, wasn't he? Mm. He's been with the same freak since the year 2000.
Oh, that's like
nice.
To hear that.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice?
You on a podcast have just called Scott Steiner's wife of two decades a freak.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Right.
They have two children together. And since they were together in 2000. It's a long running bit. It's a long running bit because obviously I exchanged a trip to WrestleMania with my wife. What I'm basically saying is that they are potentially around the 18 to 21 mark.
Get in.
That might be a
another breaker out there.
Don Breaker. Don Breaker.
Don Breaker.
It could be called Breaker Breaker, and there could be lorry drivers.
We're not done the new games yet. Oh. Not done the games yet. Anyway, Gargano Loomis versus Hayes and Williams. I assume a victory for Gargano and Loomis to set up.
Yes.
I pinned you so I can challenge for the title.
Yeah, exactly that.
And there's an actual decent match. Carmelo Hayes versus... Thank you for that.
Your watch could not locate NXT talent because nobody watches the show.
Because that is a genuinely, like, match of the night contender. Carmelo Hayes versus Gargano at a takeover.
Yes, and in the absence of any earnest praise for the show over the course of this podcast so far, what I genuinely felt with Bron Breakker and Tommaso Ciampa was when they try, they can use some very basics, fundamentals to build a half-decent singles title program, and I think they'll get one out of these two.
Mm.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story.
In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Sig, in terms of the other tag match tonight, Von Wagner and Kyle O'Reilly versus Legado del Fantasma, all sparked by this beef between, well, it was meant, well, Von Wagner sort of put themselves forward as with his best friend as the next challengers to Imperium. Raul Mendoza stepped up and said, well, I think there's a line behind us sort of thing. Go back and forth. Kyle O'Reilly defending his friend on Twitter, of course, as well.
Kyle O'Reilly staring at his hands going, what the fuck am I doing here?
But, Sig, do you reckon that is, yeah, the next potential contenders for Imperium right there? Wagner and O'Reilly?
Why not?
Wagner and O'Reilly, it sounds like, you know, those like Foster and Allen tapes that like nans get where it's just like little skiffle bands and that, Wagner and O'Reilly.
It's one of those where it's like, they exist, they're not going to like...
Is Von Wagner going to turn on Kyle O'Reilly? Yes, that's the game, point. And that's where all this is going.
At some point. So the crack, they're not going to like be, Christ, we're really getting professionally impaired with each other. Why don't we just like be like the Revival or something and just stick together forever? That's not happening. Mm. But it's a case of when the thing that does happen does happen. It might take them all the way to the Imperium.
Von Wagner's going to turn on him in an interview segment set in like Von Wagner's bicycle repair shop. He's going to put him through the window, throw a bike at him.
Right, in terms of the fun stuff.
And Vic Joseph says, look at that coward! He's trying to escape!
Von Wagner's going up the gears! I knew he was going to do that!
should we have some fun with the game?
He's a helmet! That's my way, Barrett. Yes.
What game would
you like to play first? Yeah, sorry, this podcast has been a bit too serious.
Yes. What game would you like to play first? Would you like to play This Is Your Thing?
Yeah, go on. We'll take a bit now.
So this...
What's the game called again?
This Is Your Thing. Which is a development from What's Your Thing? Because now they just tell people, you're a bearcat. You're a skateboarder. And especially on NXT 2.0, we get a new gimmick almost every bloody week. Hamflet is going to be new this week.
MSK, gimmick reinvention, guys. They were flying around in the old NXT, and somehow they've been grounded in this soft play version. So I'm going to pitch that they're going to become trees.
Idiot.
Ash Carter and Wes Tree. MSK, they're going to not fly around. They're going to stand completely still. And wrestlers are going to run into them and fall over. And it's going to take somebody with a chainsaw to stop them.
I'm a view of this patter.
MSK trees.
Well, people wondering, there was a tree being chopped down outside. What culture offices today?
And you'd know more about that if you went and listened to the Raw review wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Bit of symmetry.
Sige, please.
I don't really think about this one. The worst thing is like my enthusiasm for this game is dampened because I think we've seen all the gimmicks we're going to get for a while.
I think you're right.
I think we have. We know one more week. We should retire this game if there are no debuts tonight.
As Cameron Grimes goes to play poker on television.
That's going to be so good. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Look, I'm trying to put myself in their headspace. The watch telly. The writing staff, and they go on the trending tab and Twitter and all the rest of it. They've got like, and they've got the Sopranos and all the rest of it. You ever seen Succession? Pretty good. It's not bad at all. I'm 4 episodes in. Like, some characters I hate, some characters I love to hate, some characters I hate to hate, and I kind of want them to get killed off. It's all very well written, very compelling, etc., etc. Someone's going to be a businessman.
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 Like Art Donovan commentating on IRS. And he gimmicks. Who's that guy in the tie? Is he a businessman?
Any gimmicks or names or anything like that? Just straight up businessman. Hit someone with a briefcase.
One of those where they'll have like it's a normal name.
Suit Johnson.
Like something like Richard Jones.
Okay. And Dick Jones.
Dow Jones.
Rich, like Footy Jones. And he's gonna do the business, and he knows how and he knows how to get ahead in business and in the ring.
Nice.
Trader Joe.
Raymond Jones is gonna be a businessman. He can get it done in the ring, and he's got some projections. Your career. He's got some graphs. I don't know.
I love it.
Again, they're not going to do it, so I feel like it's not as fun anymore. We have some fun, mate.
Yeah, I've sort of blended this in. This isn't my zeitgeist heist. We're going to get to that in a minute, the topical reference that they drop in on any NXT show. But it is sort of as well, because, you know, there's all that climate change stuff going on right now, the meeting of all the world leaders, etc. And I was just went, just look on the roster, NXT, boop, boop, boop. Who's not been on telly for ages? Amari Miller. She's been on 205 Live. I don't think she's done anything on NXT.
Tree Hugger.
Mother Earth, I'm going to call her. She's going to be called Mother Earth. And the thing is, she is going to be, because obviously, if you want to stop climate change, you're the same as Joe Gacy, who wants to, you know, make the world a better place. You're a heel. You're a loser. So,
smell of romance.
She could chain herself to MSK. A little bit. To try and stop the bulldozers coming in and knocking them down and sending them a raw.
So, I think she is going to be introduced backstage on a bike, which she's pedaling to power the show so that the. They're on.
So, all of them lights. Yeah. The brightest show ever is powered by a bike.
So, later on. We find out Mother Earth's in action next, comes down to the ring, the lights slowly start dimming because she's not riding the bike, and she's gassed from riding the bike all night, so she just gets hit with a finisher and pinned immediately.
Wow.
And then the lights come back on and cameras come back, so she's Von Wagner.
Come on, Kyle.
That's what we practice for.
I've got one last exercise, Kyle. Just gotta keep the lights on, Kyle.
Right. Zeitgeist heist, Sige.
Kyle O'Reilly's trying to keep the lights on. He's failing at that as well.
What topical reference do you think you're going to drop in this week?
What's today?
Today is the 2nd of November.
Yeah, it's Bones Day. Bones Day?
It's what?
No, I heard of Bones Day.
Have you heard of Bones
Day?
No,
Bones Day.
The only thing is that it won't be on the trending tab today because it's kind of like died as a meme already. It's something with a TikTok and a dog. Where, like, it's real, I promise.
You can just say that about the internet and it's true. Something about TikTok and a dog.
It's this dog, and apparently, you go, yeah, wake up. And apparently, if it's like, springs up ready for action, it's Bones Day. But you know, if it just goes like, and it just like goes back to sleep, it's a no bones day because its bones haven't like,
right,
got them to action. So, stick with me here.
I'm
stick with you. I've got to follow you.
If a baby face enters a particularly spirited comeback,
yes,
with lots of flashy offense, Wade Barrett can go, it's Bones Day! Yes, it is! It's Bones Day!
I'm afraid I've got some bones here.
Bones! It's Bones Day! So, yeah, it's going to be Bones Day. It's 3 weeks old now, so maybe I've missed it and they've missed it too. But it is real.
I have literally no idea what
Bones
this is.
Day is real. It is real.
Follow that, Michael Hackler.
Well, I can't, can I, obviously. But it's not Bones Day for Kevin Dunn, but it's a big day. It's a big week for Kevin Dunn, isn't it? Because what has happened this week in Kevin's Dunn?
What the hell, I'm not going to say. If he doesn't.
Yeah,
I won't say.
In Kevin Dunn's life, it's been a big week. It's been something that he's been waiting for a very long time. A very, very long time.
Something he's been looking to get his teeth into, you might say.
You might say that. Limp Bizkit have got a new album out. Oh. Kevin Dunn has been waiting for that for years. So, obviously, my way highlights package of the House of Horrors last week. Them running into a little boy, the zombie fighting, just one. And it, like, Kevin has been waiting for this project, but obviously he can't use my way because he wants to hear the track off the new album, send him some money. That, set to Snacky Poo.
Right. I don't know how to follow those two. I've just got the word meta written down in front of me.
Oh, that's really good. Oh,
I forgot about that, man.
That's really good.
I feel like there's got to be a reference to that.
Meta 2.0.
I don't know why it's posh. I don't know. I can't do them.
It's not even that far away.
It wasn't even my voice.
Meta 2.0.
Which commentator is it? All of them.
Alfred Hayes. Wayne Barrett a lot.
So yeah, it's going to be a reference. I can't top that. It's going to be a reference to Meta in there. Hamlet, we are finally getting Tony D'Angelo on Lashing Out with Lash Legend, huh? Huh? That dumb... that dumb lady... didn't let him on the show a while back, and one of her producers met, let's just say, met an untimely end. Huh?
I can't focus, so.
So, how do you see it going this week? She's going to ask him some tough questions.
Kind of. What do you want?
I want the Tony D'Angelo predictor.
I forgot.
You've got I forgot about it!
This is the thing, people are going to be like, yeah, I mean, I listened to the Dynamite and the Rampage previews, and I suppose, you know, I listened to the Raw and SmackDown previews, but NXT, I don't really watch it. You don't need to, do you? Let's be honest.
It's
It should be on most listened to podcasts, this.
Ongoing, once a week, I'll see that tweet from somebody, can't take this anymore, switching off. You just lost yourself a customer, NXT, flaming 2.0. Why? Just listen to this podcast and watch
honestly,
this show.
So much fun.
Like, it's 2 hours. It's just 2 hours. Sod SmackDown. Get rid of Raw. This, just watch this.
Yeah. It's the best thing.
I've got nothing for the predictor, but I mean, have you heard the rest of this podcast?
So,
Tony D'Angelo's going on Lashing Out with Lash Legend.
Yeah.
What's your Tony D'Angelo predictor? About what he's going to be asked about, what he's going to talk about, what he's going to forget about. What do you reckon is going to happen?
If Lash Legend isn't a complete cock, she'll probably ask about the producer.
Oh, yeah. Mark, was it?
Mark. So, she'll ask the question, and Tony D'Angelo will say something. Okay. Didn't see then. Switching gears.
You've got to have your head on a swivel around here.
I think you'll just ask her. I said this a few weeks ago, so forgive the repetition. But I think he's going to ask if she wants to be his Kumar.
I think it's a good shout. Yeah, that counts because she wasn't on the
Why
show.
Why does he want to be on it? Let's face it, it lasts 20 seconds. It's not a show.
Because there's one thing people from the Mafia want is to be drawn attention to.
I know. It's that. It's not a show for a start.
Yeah,
it's,
I always wanted to do the old clap, clap, snap, if you know what I'm talking
I saw
about.
A story. Imagine, like, I saw a story saying Fandango offered to just return to NXT, to stick around in WWE. Imagine if they played, like, the Fashion Police entrance and he just, like, hightailed it right in the crowd. Like, you heard the sirens. He just, oh, I gotta go! And just, like, out into the crowd and gone.
I love that. That's fantastic. I reckon he'll ask for it to be the Guma.
I think she is gonna say, oh, the people have gotta know, you know, what is the name of your finisher? I think we're gonna find out this week. And he's gonna say...
Say the line, Wilborn.
I think he's gonna say... Not the line that you were thinking of. It's very simple. I lay him out. I pick him up for the finish. And bada bing, bada boom, your guy gets his hand raised. It's going to be called the bada bing, bada boom.
Someone tweeted me this, actually, because it's a two-parter, isn't it?
Mm.
So the first part could be the bada bing. And the second part could be the bada boom.
So I've you can't have one without the other. You can't have the bada bing without the bada boom.
Shut up, man. This person tweeted. I forget your name. I'm sorry.
Finally, seriously now, Hampton. He's off to Duke Bloody Hudson's poker room. Is this where he loses everything?
I mean, it should be, because if he doesn't, Duke Hudson's poker. It's not the point.
What does it matter if he does? He's a wrestler.
He's a wrestler as well. Either both, somehow both lose their money, and it's like, oh, it's okay, we've got other jobs. Sigh of relief. Andy Murray of this parish suggested that maybe Cameron Grimes gambles and loses an NFT tonight.
Ooh.
Because that's what rich people
is. I don't know what they are, but I'm interested.
I think Cameron Grimes will be, you're going to get the gag where he's like, he's Billy Bollocko, he's lost his clothes, he's lost his car keys, everything, and he's got one last thing to gamble, and it's like a big hand, and he goes all in, and he pushes forward his tickets to the moon. Like, all rich people got space now.
Yeah.
He's going to be offering that, and he loses, and then he's got a, that's the feud.
Duke Hudson's going to be an astronaut.
That's
Aussie that's the feud. Space.
He's got to fight to get his space tickets back.
And then we could bring in another classic WWE take, because if Duke Bloody Hudson's going there, he's not going down under, he's going up over the bloody moon. That's where he's going. So that you can get the gimmick of down under. More like bloody up over.
Wade, where are those tickets for? Moon! No, it's okay. It's a good show. They do the best. They're only young, bless them. They are wild and young.
Oh, God, don't. Rub my arm like the Rock. Goosebumps. Goosebumps.
Hold it down. You go a little too fast. We're talking to you, Brian Danielson.
I think that's everything covered. I think that's a professional preview.
Another one in the books.
2.0, nailed it. Let us know your thoughts, your
give us a stupid show.
Predictions, or any games you want us to play next week, because...
Think of new games.
Yeah, we need a new game.
Twister!
If we don't get a... This is your thing. Cause I like three. I like this, you know, the rule of three. We got the Tony D'Angelo predictor.
You have 5 bullet points. Can we do 3 for Raw next time? We got you like three so much. No, you like 3 so much.
No, I like 5 for bullet points. But the games, let's keep it at 3. And we got the Zeitgeist heist. That's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
It rhymes.
Yeah, it rhymes. Tony D'Angelo predictor. That's going nowhere, schmucks. But I feel like this is your thing. Unless we get something new tonight. Oh, but I'm desperate for what's Cora Jade, the person who can't skateboards, other half called? Who's going to be
Trey Baxter?
Baxter. Yeah.
Is he a superhero?
Yeah, when's it? That's why I'm waiting for this.
Cape and mask and all that.
That's got to be soon, hasn't it? I kind of want to keep it around for that. But yeah, let us know your suggestions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Well, actually, you can follow all three of us. You can follow Michael Hamflett at...
Michael Hamflett.
Michael Sidgwick at
whatculture.bigcartel.com is where the book is on sale. You can follow me at M Sidgwick.
And you can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. Make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Our Raw review is available right now, and our review for this show will be out tomorrow. I can't wait already. My thanks to the Dudley Boys. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.